Oh, yeah. Happy freaking Friday, everybody. It is the John DiBella Show Daily Podcast. Happy playoff weekend to you. It's Dave here. All the best stuff from today's show in one neat, tidy little podcast for your listening enjoyment. We kick things off with our Eagles excitement. Huge game down in New Orleans on Sunday. We got a ways to wait. Be patient. Be patient. Don't want to wish the weekend away, but damn, it's going to be fun once we get to Sunday afternoon. We had a lopsided dinner poll today on the show, and Steve got back into his normal form of being the, dark horse opinion on the matter at hand. A flight attendant wants to be tipped, while a airline wants you to tip their flight attendants. We tackled that and had our final special after Christmas special today, a rather strange one, seeing as our initial giftee ended up being the only person not to call in time to get their gift. So we had to go to the phones. We selected a caller at random, find out what we hooked them up with. And comedian Adam Ray made his show debut on the show today. Had a real fun chat with him. So hope you enjoy. Happy weekend to you. Go Birds! It is the Daily Podcast.
You too, Sunday, Bloody Sunday. Hopefully it'll be a Bloody Sunday for New Orleans. We'll get to that a little bit later on in the show. Got a lot of stuff to talk about this morning. 28 degrees outside right now. Temperature only getting to 34. Sunny and breezy today. Are you still feeling the way you're feeling? You feeling any better about Sunday's game?
Oh, take me to Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, you just want to go right there. Right there?
Nervous.
You're still nervous?
Yeah, I just think the Saints are that good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, they are. They're fantastic.
Right. But we won the Super Bowl last year, and we're feeling it again.
Eagles cover.
Right. Eagles cover. Yeah. That's as good as it's going to get. They're just going to cover.
It's Steve. I'll take it.
All right.
So. He likes Foles, finally.
Eagles cover.
Yep. Oh, yeah. Well, that was our big gimme for the year.
Outright.
John DiBella.
Here's the deal. I'm the best there is, plain and simple. I mean, I wake up in the morning, I piss excellence.
102.9 MGK.
There has always been, and there'll probably always be, a debate about who should pick up the check on a date. And while some people think that the man is always responsible, not everybody necessarily agrees with that. And let me throw into it, what happens when the woman asks a guy out, right? Is the guy still responsible to pick that up?
Yes.
Huh. Yeah, you think so?
I think so.
Yeah, probably,
okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, let me give you a situation.
What if it's Mackenzie Bezos, though?
All right. If it's Mackenzie Bezos, I expect her not to pick up dinner. I expect her to buy me the restaurant. All right. By the way, no prenup.
Oh, yeah. My God.
What are you thinking?
Kristen, anyway. We're getting divorced for a little bit. There you go. We'll talk to somebody.
Right. I recently found this story on Reddit. This guy went out on a date, and he was asked out on this date by the woman. All right? Mm-hmm. You get asked out on a date. They go out to dinner. Right? They order food. When the bill comes, he refuses to pay the entire bill because basically $20 of the bill is his.
Okay.
Right? Six times that amount is the woman.
What?
She ordered wine and steak and lobster.
Seafood tower.
Right. Exactly.
Throwing a filet while we're at it.
Got the whole thing, right?
A little peckish tonight.
So you know, he said, you asked me out on a date. This is our first date, right? You know, you spent like, $80. I spent $20.
And the tip's more than what he ordered.
Exactly. Right. I mean, I'll leave my $20, but that's it. Right? So when he calls it back, she just gives him crap. Just give him nothing but crap about, you cheap bastard, all of this stuff. Wait a second. There's a difference between going out on a date and everybody's having a burger or something like that, and this one guy's having a salad, and she's having lobster steak and wine.
Right. Ransacked him.
He just having a salad, though?
Who the hell cares? What's the matter? Maybe he's not hungry. Who cares?
Then don't go out to eat.
But she asked him out on a date.
Okay.
I wonder, what was he doing during the date, though, while he's hearing her order this stuff?
I ain't paying for that crap. All right, so let me ask, whose side are you on here? Obviously, Steve's on the girl's side.
Yeah, because you know what? Don't get a salad. Get something else, dude. First off, you're a dude. If she's ordering steak and lobster,
right?
Get a meal.
Right, but she asked him out on the date.
I don't care.
Right?
I don't know, Margo. That's how it sounds when I said that. Still, it doesn't matter. Get something to eat, dude.
All right, obviously, Steve is going with the girl. Do you go with the girl or the guy on this? Who is in the right? The guy for not paying the whole check or the girl for being stiffed on it. All right. So text one to MGK, MGK. If you're going with the girl, that's 645, 645. Text two to MGK, MGK. If you are going with the guy, all right. I just can't believe it. Steve's going with the girl on this.
Well, it's because the dude shouldn't have gotten a salad.
He has a problem with the salad more than anything.
I'm making a guess at what he got.
Well, you're going on a date. Spend more than $20 on your meal. Or go to McDonald's.
They could have done that. But it was her date. She probably picked the restaurant as well.
Not changing my opinion.
One for girl, two for guy, 645, 645. Steve, I think you're going to lose.
Whatever.
Oh, I found out what was ordered.
Okay.
Right. So the question at hand, you still got a little bit of time to get in on this. All right. Text one for girl, two for guy to MGK, MGK. Girl asks a guy out on a date. They go out on a date. The bill comes to about $100. All right. And here's what they ate, Steve. I found out it's not a salad. He got a pasta dish, which cost $20. She got steak, lobster, and wine, which cost $92.
Okay.
When it came time to pay the bill, all right, he only paid for his part. All right, where do you stand on that, Sin?
I think she was being very rude to get that much food. So I stand with the guy,
Okay, all right.
Biggest problem that I have is it's obviously a relatively fancy place. If she's getting steak and lobster, and this guy got pasta.
So what? What's in menus? What was in the mood for?
He's a noodle guy.
He's a noodle is what he is. You can make pasta at home. All right, well, you can make a steak, but you can't make lobster. You're at the dinner.
maybe he thought that she asked him out, so she was going to pay, and he was trying to be polite.
Oh, that's a good nice wrinkle.
I made this point to them off the air. I've never once been to dinner with my wife when she was my girlfriend or any other girlfriends and not said to them, what are you going to get?
Right.
Before
that's
the order.
True. So that's like the first thing
you
said.
She's going to get.
So what would he have done? He would adjust what he's getting. Adjust what he's getting?
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah. You're going, oh, okay. You know, now keep it in your head. Don't say it. Oh, well, you're getting all that, Freddie?
You know, we could let him go on for hours, but you know he's going to lose big time.
Oh, God, yeah. I can't wait for this vote.
Okay. Well, let's find out what's happening on the roadways, and then we'll get to the vote. He actually contacted her a second time and was trying to go out on another date. And she responded, well, you know, after what you did to me the last time, you expect me to go out on a date with you again? All right. He said, you made me pay for my own food and drink while you only paid for yours.
I have no. Here, let me. Because I know I probably got my ass smashed in with this vote.
You will.
But with every vote that we do, I usually end up this way. I'm not against
Maybe
this guy making
we'll
her
learn
pay.
There.
I'm not against this guy making her pay. What? Don't stand up for what I believe? I just think this guy's an idiot for ordering a pasta at a fancy joint.
Right.
John, you know what? Next time you and Lisa go out, order a pasta while she gets some crazy thing in a steak or something.
I'm still paying.
Yeah, I get that. But I just want you to know how this guy feels eating a pasta at like Del Frisco's or something.
Instant.
It's quick,
easy,
instant.
And
right now.
Instant.
I'm
gratification, sisters.
Survey said.
There's no shutting them up. You realize that's it. There's no shutting them up at all. All right. Survey says that 86% of our respondents think Steve is out of his mind.
This poll was as lopsided as the bill.
It is. It's almost exact. Exactly to the bill.
Five times.
All right. Loser.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
Some of us are headed for warm weather.
You going anywhere,
Dave?
I never go anywhere.
All right, Steve, you going anywhere?
Nope.
I got nowhere to go. I wonder, Cindy, do you have any plans to get to some warm weather?
No,
not at all, do you? You liar. Right. Well, here's one because I know you're about to take a flight, and here's one that you might find interesting. Frontier Airlines has just announced that their flight attendants are allowed to accept tips.
No, what?
You're kidding me.
No, yes, no, I'm not kidding you. Yes, it's true. All right.
What spurred this?
All right, probably because they're paid so little because they work for Frontier Airlines.
Oh, well, they don't punch you in the face and drag you off the airplane.
That's worth a tip.
But I mean, come on, no. I'm a tipper. Uh-huh. I believe in tipping. Sure. I believe in over tipping.
Yep.
Actually, right. But I don't believe in tipping for doing your job.
Yes.
Exactly. All right. Agreed. You know, it's like that's it. All right, you know, I'm saying you just showed up and you did what I asked you to do. Mm-hmm. No, thank you.
If
no,
you have an emotional support peacock, perhaps
that's
from
possible.
A few ducats,
right, and, yeah, and you know, and they're feeding it or something,
right?
Yes.
But if you're just bringing me peanuts and you know a glass
right.
of wine,
yeah, exactly, and that's where they want you to tip. And they say, tip when they're bringing the food through.
No, you're not a waitress.
No, I'm sorry, I ain't going for that. No, the world isn't going for it. Just pay them.
The John DeBella Podcast.
How does he do it? How the hell is he doing?
102.9 MGK.
It's time for us to go back to the phones. It's hard to believe, but it took until the very last day of the special, after Christmas special, for somebody to miss out on calling in, right? I'm going to say Curtis Marino's name one more time from Belmar, New Jersey, just so that if he hears it now, he's going to feel bad.
Nope. Yeah,
all right? You know, because he broke our record. We almost went for two solid weeks.
Almost a sweep.
All right, but let's see. All right, we got a bunch of people here. I don't know. What do you think? Got four names: Dan, Rick, Lori, Brad.
You know what? I like Rick.
You like Rick?
Ricks are always a fun
with us.
Yeah. Oh, good call. Yeah.
Okay. So because we work with a Rick, we'll put Rick on the air. Good morning, Rick. How you doing?
Hey. Good morning, gentlemen. Booyah, Nick Foles.
Yeah.
Booyah, Nick Foles.
Booyah, Nick Foles.
That's right.
Rick. All right. So tell me, did you put in your Christmas list and something got left off of it?
Yeah, my wife got me this year. She said, "What do you?" Yeah, she said, "Write down on the list what you want for Christmas."
Right.
I should have been more descript. I wrote down bass.
Right.
She got me a Billy Bass fish. That's been on the wall.
I've always wondered why bass is spelled like bass.
That's why you got to say it, not write it.
That's awesome.
Well, all I wanted to do was slap in the bass.
Paul Rudd, great. Nice.
Oh God. Now, are you looking for something in particular? I mean, what do you want? Like a Fender P bass, something like that?
I would not mind a Fender P bass, a Fender Jazz bass, but I understand you guys have a budget, and I'm not going to work. You know, I'm going to work within it. So
okay, all right. Well, I mean,
you're negotiating.
All right. Well, no, you can pick up a Fender P bass if you go with a Mexican or Japanese, you could get one for like $300. Would $300 do it for you?
$300 would exactly do it.
Would exactly do it?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know what?
What?
Can you make the Billy Bass sing something for us before you go?
Or? Yeah, are you at home? Do you have it still?
He's at home, still under the tree.
Take the tree down already, dude. Your house is a fire hazard. Rick, we are going to buy you a Fender P bass.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And a second big mouth Billy Bass.
Right, so that you can do duets with him. So congratulations. Hold on. Wow, I cannot believe it took until today for that to happen.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Adam Ray is going to be in town this weekend, tonight and tomorrow night, for two shows at Helium Comedy Club at 7:30 and 10 o'clock. You can always get tickets through 215-496-9001 or, of course, heliumcomedy.com. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yes, or just DM me on Facebook or LinkedIn. You know, just
I meant to introduce you as the 12th man of comedy.
Thank you.
All right.
Too soon. You want to talk about my parents' divorce next? Jeez, you guys are just too dark to the heart right away.
Hey, you know, the week's over, you know? We got another game coming.
Congrats.
Up. You a big football fan?
I'm a huge football fan. Yeah. I actually quit football to play Danny Zuko in Greece my sophomore year of high school. But because I was like, you know, there was a part of me.
Well, there's commitment to the craft. I mean,
there's a certain point, I think, for all dudes with sports where it's like, if I'm not going to go pro, and also like basketball is like one of my main sports, and I wanted to go pro in that, but my mom was like, you know, there are no Jews in the NBA. And I'm like, you're right. You've never heard Rosenbaum for three. Because it's so funny, people try to make me feel better that we don't have the Sonics anymore by reminding me that we still have the WNBA team, the Seattle Storm. And I'm like, don't console me about something by reminding me about something that exists that I'm not into to make me feel better. It's like if your car got towed and somebody's like, hey, it sucks your car got towed, but hey, at least Trader Joe still sells vegan meatloaf. It's like, who gives a... Dude, I don't even eat meatloaf, you know? But yeah, it's football is so big in Seattle. And told you guys before, I went to the Super Bowl with Brad Williams, my podcast partner and heterosexual life mate. And if you don't, by the way, if you don't have a dwarf best friend in your life, pick one up for the holiday season, because don't steal one.
Well,
that's 7 years
now,
bad luck.
Well, they're all left over from Santa.
They're all left over, dude. Yeah, so we went to the Super Bowl. He's a diehard Broncos fan. I'm a diehard Seahawks fan. And we were like, we got to go. We said at the beginning of the season, we're like, if our teams go, we got to go and spend for tickets. And so we go, and you know, it's it was not much of a game. And at halftime, you know, I'm looking at him and he's like, all right, we're still, like, there's still hope. I think we can still pull it off. And then we run back the second half kickoff. And I'm looking at Brad, and it was like he found out that, like, the Keebler Elves all went down in a fire. Like, he looked so sad. Like, and then you turn from, like, fan to concerned friend, because I'm like, hey, I'm like, my buddy's having a bad time. We paid all this money. We came to the game. And also, I don't know what happens if a dwarf cries at the Super Bowl. Like, do we all turn into stone? Like what's the myth here? Like, what's the protocol? And so I start trying to suggest things to, like, make him feel better. I'm like, Brad, you know, maybe, like, you know, maybe run onto the field during the halftime show. You know, the Chili Peppers are going to be out there, and maybe you run out on stage and tie your shirt in, like, a knot and throw some cookies into the crowd, and everyone's like, oh, he's their little Chili Pepper. Like, this guy's a part of the show. It'll be a viral video. You guys just got me choked up talking about my parents' divorce 90 seconds into the broadcast.
Who'd you go with?
Went with Mom.
You went with Mom? Yeah. Okay, all right.
Nice. By the way, I just had a flashback to, like, the therapy my mom tried to force me into. Where the guy was like, who'd you pick? I was like, this doesn't feel like a way to make things better, you know? I would have picked your dad. He's got a cool high five. And he tipped me, you know? But, yeah, I went with Mom, and she's, you know, the greatest. But my mom is on, like, she's like one of those super Jewish supportive moms where she's commenting on Facebook, like, you know, on everything I post, sharing everything. She comments on a lot of pictures of food because she's also in her 60s and doesn't know what to use Facebook for. So friends will post pictures of, like, I bet these kids forgot what casserole looks like, right? And then she'll comment, like, you know, yum. And I'm like, Mom, you can probably just think that. You don't have to put that down on the keyboard. Internalize that emotion. Sometimes she just says what the food is. She's like, lasagna. I'm like, it's not a game show, Mom. You don't have to guess the food. People know what that is. She wanted me to, like, be a professional saxophone player because I played the clarinet for 3 years, from fifth grade to eighth grade. And she was like, please transition to the sax. I remember she had one of her boyfriends, like, buy me a sax. It was, like, so used. And I remember, like, I opened it up and it, like, smelled like farts and soup. And, like, and, like, I was like, dude, where did you buy this at? From a homeless guy? And, like, the reed felt like it had just been used. And he was like, but he was such a, like, a man, like, this is what I, like, I'm, you know, I'm banging your mom. And, like, like, you're welcome. Like, I'm the cool boyfriend bringing used saxophones over. And I was so, even at, like, 10, I was like, what a douche. Like, this thing, like, is like, would you made me not want to play the clarinet. Like, this plan backfired.
Would you please explain to Steve that the clarinet and the oboe are two drastically different instruments?
They're the most different. It's, yeah.
Yeah, dude. But they look.
It's exactly like Caitlin and Bruce Jenner. They're two completely different things.
But they look, but exactly they look alike. The same also.
Yes.
All right. Not with that attitude. No, the oboe. Well, which one does Kenny G rock? The oboe, right?
No. Kenny G plays the alto alto sax.
Oh, that's
no,
right.
Not alto sax.
Soprano sax.
Soprano sax. Yeah. That's what he was, right.
Well, can you imagine? I don't know if Kenny G's married, but, like, in the heyday of Kenny G.
Right.
Imagine Kenny G at, like, a frat party or wherever. Like, and people are hanging out, and he's just like, just bust out that sax, like, come on, like, that guy, and the long hair, you know? I'm getting turned on, I don't know about you guys, but, like.
I'm about to bust your Kenny G mind.
What?
You ready for this? Do you know he's filthy wealthy?
By the way, that's the third time this morning someone said that to me. Right. I'm going to bust your Kenny G mind.
Okay. Yeah. He's filthy wealthy.
Is he?
You know why? Early investor in Apple.
No
yes.
way.
Yeah. New jobs. Put
new
money in.
Jobs.
Right. Put money in. Right. And him and Billy Squire, both of them.
No way.
Yeah. Yeah. Big Apple investors.
So
never.
He's just
they don't
like,
have to record another damn thing forever.
Now, well, A, that's a bummer because, like, we're all sitting back patiently waiting for more KG, you know?
Right,
like, we're all waiting for Kevin Garnett to come out of retirement and for the other for the original KG to start laying down some tracks and giving me some whoopee soundtracks.
Now, let me ask you, I want to get back to Brad Williams for a moment.
Yeah, please.
All right. Is it his fiance or his wife? Did they get married yet?
They are married.
They
are married. They met on a threesome app. You know that, right? He's told that story. It's not like.
No.
I mean, it's
all
his.
All he told her is she can sew.
She can sew. She can cook. She's like martial arts. I mean, like, first time I met her, she, like, punched me in the chest. And I was like, dude, this is not going to work for me. I was like, we're going to have to hug or, like, bow. Like, this is the straight up left jabs, like, in the middle of the afternoon is not going to happen anymore. And he's got jokes and whatnot, but the story's pretty public. Yeah, they met on a threesome app. They were supposed to, obviously, have a third a party, and that party didn't show up. So then it was like, you know, the classic threesome love story.
Tale as old as time.
Yeah, it is. That was the original Beauty and the Beast song was about that. Yeah, people don't know Angela Lansbury was based on a threesome she almost had. And that's why she got the job. Because they're like, who knows tea and threesomes better than Lansbury? Yeah. The third one didn't show up, so I met my soulmate.
Adam Ray is appearing tonight and tomorrow night for two shows at 7:30 at 10 at Helium Comedy. You get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Thank you so much.
Pleasure to be here. Go Eagles,
coming
man.
In. Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah. And say hi to Brad for us.
I will. He's actually under the table. If you just look down the stairs. Yeah, there he is. Yeah. You get a dwarf. Yeah.
I wonder why you were smiling all that time.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Speaking of lyrics, as long as we were just talking to Adam about the Eagles on Sunday. Okay, so let me get this straight, Steve.
Yep.
All right. They were in Chicago, right?
Right.
They're on their way to New Orleans.
Correct.
If they win in New Orleans, where do they go next?
Well, it depends on who wins Saturday night.
Right.
It could be California.
It could be California.
Yeah.
All right. The reason why I'm bringing this up is, and I'm not sure how many people have noticed this, but there might be some magic in the music this morning, and I'm not using that as an old radio station phrase. Okay?
We're playing Magic Man by heart?
No. All right. Do you know the ZZ Top song, Jesus Just Left Chicago?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Or Jesus Left Chicago. The lyrics go like this. Now, tell me if this isn't foretelling. Jesus left Chicago. He's bound for New Orleans. All right? Jesus left Chicago. He's bound for New Orleans. All right? Working from one end to the other and all points in between.
Whoa.
And then later in the song, then out to California through the forests and the pines.
Wow.
This is...
about Nick Foles.
That's exactly what it is. Nick Foles just left Chicago.
Did they mention Super Bowl 53?
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.